It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Your Purpose. I'm Peter Nielsen, and hopefully everyone is having an amazing day. I hope that you had a great Christmas. I hope that you had a wonderful, blessed holiday. And here we are. We are just a few days away from a new year, 2024. It's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. I mean, it's just so many of us, you know, as I said last week, are continuing to beat ourselves up by the things that we didn't do in 2023. But what I will say is that we have this wonderful, beautiful opportunity to reset and to start setting goals. And I always say that, you know, between Thanksgiving and between the new year, which is right upon us, the average person will gain 1 to 7 pounds. And I really don't want anybody to be a statistic if you don't want to be. And it's all about making small, you know, very simple changes when it comes to the choices that you have at the breakfast, lunch, and dinner table, time to get active and exercise, get out of your comfort zone. I mean, the new year is truly a time to reflect on our lives, to embrace the opportunity for change, which is inevitable. And it brings this new clean slate year, you know, although millions of Americans will make their New Year's resolutions. And the crazy thing is that 90% will fail within the first 90 days. You know, and if you're one of them that makes these New Year resolutions, you know, I want to just give you some helpful pointers to help reach your goals. And I think the first one is really to make realistic goals. I mean, realistic goals can help you stay on track and reach your target, like bullseye, you know, whether it's weight control. And weight control experts use the term false hope syndrome for unrealistic expectations about how long it will take to lose excess body fat. And it's so very important to not, again, beat yourself up, get too hard on yourself when it comes to possibly starting a healthy eating regimen. I always say that the first three letters of the word diet, which I don't like, spell die. No one wants to deprive yourselves. No one wants to, you know, sacrifice in such a painful way. But planning realistic goals can be applied to all situations in your life. You know, by setting a target that is attainable, reaching that will help you really with other goals, bigger goals. I mean, we got to crawl before we walk. We got to walk before we jog. We got to jog before we run. And it's that way when it comes to goal setting. I think one of the biggest things that most people don't do that sets them up for failure when it comes to wanting to be successful with New Year's resolutions is to truly devise a plan. Be specific. You know, write it down, whether you're going to be counting calories, macronutrients, make more time to spend with your family, or quitting smoking or drinking. Give yourself a blueprint. How you will deal with that urge to skip a workout. Have, you know, it's, instead of having potato chips, for example, get them out of the house, clean the cupboards, and instead have something that's healthier. You know, have some avocado, you know, dip your celery in avocado, or have just one, you know, of something instead of having a half a dozen or finishing the box. This can be as simple as, you know, just breathing deeply while you count to 10. I mean, I tell my own children, it's, you know, it's so important to breathe. And I say that literally and figuratively. When you breathe, you're oxygenating, but when you breathe, you're taking a moment before you're acting in emotion. Sometimes it's great to have someone to call, you know, an accountability buddy, a training partner, having a list of on-hand things to remind you of the positive effects of sticking to your plan, such as getting off of prescription drugs, whether it's, you know, cholesterol medicine or high blood pressure medicine. Once you start losing weight, exercising, all these things can be improved. And then try to create a pro and con list by writing and seeing a list in front of your eyes of the positive effects of keeping your resolution and the negative effects of continuing as you are on paper truly strengthens your resolution. I mean, I've talked about this many times. It's like study after study talks about on people that have gratefulness and gratitude. They're far more healthy than people that are complaining all the time on how things are not going well for them or constantly digging up the past. Keep that list with you to help you get through the rough periods. And then I think if you're going to take anything home from this episode today, is if you truly want to be successful with your eating or your exercise plan, practice mindfulness. And what I mean is between stimulus, the desire of wanting that piece of pizza that's left over or lasagna in the refrigerator, you know, that separation between stimulus and response, there's a space and there's a few moments. And in that space is our power to choose our response. And in our response lies our growth and freedom. Recognizing the triggers to actions you want to stop gives you the choices to respond positively. And a good example is sometimes triggers are family members, your husband, your wife, that remind you of something in the past or get under your skin. Talk about it. I also always say, you know, light will void out any darkness. So it's really important to talk about these things with the people that possibly are, you know, unintentionally causing some triggers, whether they're bringing food in the house to try to love on you where you really shouldn't, or you're trying to quit drinking and they're opening up a bottle of champagne or saying you want to do a shot. You know, those are, you know, that's a whole nother episode called co-enablers. So again, practicing mindfulness between stimulus and response, there's that space. And in that space lies our power to choose the response that's best for our growth and our freedom. And recognizing the triggers to actions you want to stop gives you the choice to respond more positively. I think, to me, that's something that I've worked on for decades. And my hope and my prayer is that that's going to help you. The other thing that I think, you know, I've talked about, golly, thousands of times, is keep track of your progress. Journal it. Remember, your larger goals that you want, which is, you know, in a distance in front of you, is really at the end of the road of small successes. Breakthroughs and breaking a large goal into small segments or time frames will not only help guide you, but it'll give you a checking mechanism and keeping you motivated. A lot of times people fail because their mind is doing 1,000 and their body's doing 10, and that when they don't accomplish that goal, they give up. I mean, come on, give yourself a break. It's taken you decades to get out of shape in which you are right now, and it's not going to take you days or weeks to get back in shape the way you want. just breathe, give yourself some lead time, and give yourself some loving and patience. Also, treat yourself to something special. You know, whether it's going out on date night or a special lunch with a friend, celebrate your success by treating yourself to something that you enjoy. It could be a little shopping spree. It could be, you know, just buying yourself, you know, maybe a new dress that you now can fit into. It's a beautiful thing. And one of the most important things that, you know, I've talked about, not only when it comes to goal setting, but is forgiveness. Be forgiving. Relapse is a common part of changing behavior. If you have an occasional slip, give yourself a break. Learn from it and keep going. Don't quit. Make the best out of each day and take each day as it comes. Remember this. It takes about 21 days for a new activity to become a habit. And what I call, you know, it takes about 6 months for it to become part of your personality, or what I call your DNA. So with a little patience, new habits will become second nature in really a short amount of time. But I challenge each and every one of you this new year to just focus, speak life into yourself, be that best version of yourself, because no one's going to eat for you. No one's going to train for you. It is so critically important to truly understand on, you know, what you want and speak it. Have that vision. When you have that vision, it's usually a dream that God's burnt in your heart. And it may not be someone else's dream. It may not even be someone else's goal. And they could be married to you. But love yourself enough to go for that so that you could then build your own self-worthiness and self-love. I call it be the CEO of your own body. Take care of yourself at the breakfast, lunch, and dinner table. Exercise, get the endorphins going, the dopamine. It's amazing. People don't realize on how good your body can feel when you exercise. Exercising for me is like brushing my teeth. It's just something that I do that has become a good habit that is definitely part of my DNA. And I've been doing it, you know, for over 45 years. So really, there's a handful of people or a group of people, you know, that basically love to exercise. And then there's a group of people that don't like to exercise, that would rather just eat good and call it a day. And then, you know, we're not, 75% of the United States of America are labeled obese, where they're not at their ideal body weight. So obviously a lot of us don't like to exercise and are gluttons when it comes to having zero discipline at the breakfast, lunch, or dinner table. Now is a beautiful opportunity, and I always say this, New Year's resolution should be 365 days a year, 24/7. It should always be in the front part of your brain on wanting to grow, on wanting to truly be that best version of yourself. And I think that so many people nowadays, we get stuck, but every day brings the choice to begin again. I mean, I'll say that again, and it's like every day you wake up, you got 86,400 seconds, and you have this choice to either make it a new beginning or hold on to the anger, resentment, the past triggers, and waste that day. At the end of the day, our Creator, who deposited that new day of 86,400 seconds, He basically withdraws it. You could never, ever get back today, ever. ever. So, I mean, you could live to 100 or you could live to 60. And the point is that all of our days are numbered. And because they're numbered, don't you want to maximize and seize the moment of each and every day? I mean, it's so vitally important to do that. So, you know, as we are racing, literally, we're hours. We're just a couple of days before 2023 ends and a new year, a new beginning, a clean slate, a new opportunity called 2024 is upon us. I know so many people that have been through a lot in 2023. Cancer, divorce, job loss, someone close to them passed away, a bankruptcy, a betrayal, hurt, depression. I could go on and on. And all I can say is that my hope and my prayer is that God protects you, guides you, directs you, leads you into this amazing new chapter. The beautiful thing is that if we have breath, we have hope. If we have hope, then we are looking forward to what's in front of us. And don't miss what's going on today. I mean, enjoy it, embrace it. The world is a crazy place at this moment. There's so much division throughout the world. There's so much division throughout this country. As I said last week during our Christmas season, I believe Jesus was brought down for one reason, to operate and demonstrate every single moment that his Heavenly Father, the Lord, brought him down, was to operate and demonstrate in God's love. And it's so, so important to never, ever take that for granted. Because when we can reset and we can truly let the junk of the past, let it go, we truly, when we could forgive and relinquish that emotional debt, we have so much to look forward to. And that is truly what I want for each and every one of you. You know, I truly want each and every one of you to know that you are one of a kind. God made you as a masterpiece in his own image. And this coming year is a great new start for you. Allow it to be. I mean, I know so many people who feel like they've wasted 2023 because of poor choices. They spent years in relationships that was toxic, years with an addiction, and years at a J-O-B job where they weren't fulfilled. But you have to realize nothing you have been through is ever wasted, in my opinion, in God's economy. Your past experiences, good and bad, have deposited something on the inside of you. Those challenges have sharpened you to help make you who you are today. And when the enemy brings hardship, and he will, you need to truly sharpen yourself and make yourself enjoy today. And when the enemy brings disaster, know that God has just an amazing way of taking that experience and turning it around for your advantage. And you may think you've hit a dead-end street, but if you truly stay in faith, in my opinion, you will see God begin to open up new routes, new doors. He'll take the crooked. He'll make it straight. He'll open doors that no man can close, and he'll close doors that no man can open. So today, don't focus on what's happened in this last past 3,000 365 days called 2023, let's focus on what God will do in 2024. That's what my hope is. And he truly wants to restore your soul, revive your dreams. So keep believing, keep expecting, keep hoping, because truly God's got something magnificent stored for you. I'll leave with this scripture that comes to my mind in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. I hope each and every one of you have the most amazing, blessed, loved, filled New Year's. And I will see you, and you will hear me next year. God bless each and every one of you. I'm Peter Nielsen, signing off for 2023.